paragraph Dalit, Vise Kol Bechinas Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim V'Sukkos Ad Shmini Atzeres V'Simchas Torah. And with this introduction, this leads us into the Yomim Noiroim, the holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah, which is when we complete the Torah, V'Choizrin U'Maschilin Oysa Miyad. And as soon as we finish the Torah on Simchas Torah, we start it again. We start from Bereishis again. V'chol ha-parshiyas shekoyrim be'itim halolu, and all the parshiyas of Chumash Dvorim, which we read during this time period, starting from Rosh Hashanah, we read the last parshiyas of Chumash Dvorim, and up until Zois HaBrocha, and then we go into Bereishis, medabrim miptiras Moshe, they all discuss the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'tzavosoi, and the will that he left over for the Jewish people, Shekibetz Vehikil Kol Yisrael, he gathered together all the Jewish people, Vohidim Mashiyavra Lehem Ad Hasoif, and he informed Klal Yisrael of what's going to happen to us until the end of time, until Mashiach comes. Kumay Shekosov, as the Pasuk says there, Hakilu Elias Kol Roshei Shiftechem, gathered together to me all the leaders of your tribes, v'o'idabom, and I will testify before them, ki yodati, and Rav Nosson Zal's quoting bits and pieces of the discussion there, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to say there, ki yodati achrei Moisi ki hashcheis tashchisun, because I know very well that after I pass away, you guys are going to mess up big time. You're going to make a terrible mess, v'chulu, etc., etc. And then he goes on to say, Viato, and now, kisvu lechem es hashir hazois. Write, transcribe for yourselves this song, referring to the Shira Sazinu, and also referring to the entire Torah. Ki Moshe hoidio lehem es kol hatzorois v'hagolios sheyavru aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu informed them regarding all the suffering and all the exiles that the Jewish people are going to go through. V'hakoil b'shvil pigam ho'emuna. And what's the reason for all the suffering? What's the reason for all the exiles? It's lack of emuna. It's deficiencies and defective emuna. K'mo sham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, lo'igolu Yisroel elo al sheposka mehem anshe emuna. The Jews only went into exile when there were no longer people who had real, real faith in Hashem. And as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in several places throughout his Sforim, especially in Torah Zion, in the first half of Likutei Moran, and in other places. And throughout these special days, from Rosh Hashanah through Simchas Torah, we are involved in Tikkun Hu'emuna, Shehu Bechinas Malchus. Emuna is synonymous with Malchus. She'anu oiskim livnoiso ulesakno be'elu ayomim. Kimavur be'kavona sarizal. Throughout these days, from Rosh Hashanah through Simchas Torah, we are involved in building up and making a tikkun for the Malchus, which is synonymous with Emuna. Throughout Rabbeinu Zal's forum, we're always taught that Malchus is something that has no light of its own. A king, his power doesn't come from within himself. His power comes from others accepting his authority upon them. So Malchus is called something that has no light of its own. And so too, Emuna, faith, is something that has no light of its own. It receives from other places. The moon is referred to as Emuna, and it reflects the light of the sun. V'alkein koyrin oz elu aparshiyos shehizhira Moshe v'oichicham b'yoy Moshe. And it's for this reason that in that season, in the season of from before Rosh Hashanah through Simchas Torah, we're reading these portions of the Torah where Moshe Rabbeinu warns the Jews and he reprimands us about all the mistakes we made in the past and about the difficult times ahead of us in the future. The main warning, the main thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was focusing on was that we didn't believe. We didn't believe in Hashem, or we didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why we messed up again and again and again. And that's what's going to be the cause of all of our suffering in the future. Pigam emuna, kemavoy Hashem, as you see there in those parshias. The Romas lohem, and Moshe Rabbeinu hinted to the Jews, she'ikar hatikun al yidei ksivas hashira, that the main correction of that will be by writing the song. Shehi bechinas ksivas sefer Torah, which refers not only to writing Parshas Hazinu, but writing Sifrei Torah. Shehu bechinas biror hamedame. We mentioned earlier that writing a sefer Torah is a concept of biror hamedame. Shehu tikun huemuna, which is one of the things that helps bring about a correction of emuna. Ki mevoyer b'hatorah hanal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Shekol hatikunim shehizker shom hakol naase b'Rosh Hashanah u'b'chol chodesh tishrei ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal there lists a whole bunch of important tikunim, tikun ho'emuna, biror hamedame, all kinds of things, and Rabbeinu Zal says that all of that takes place most and best throughout the month of Tishrei, from Rosh Hashanah through Simchas Torah especially. Ve'ikra hatikun hu bishvil hu emuna. And the main focus is emuna. Shehu yesoid hakoil, which is the foundation of everything in Yiddishkeit. Shenase alidei b'chinas ruach nevuah v'chulu, ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that in order for a Jew to be zeche to achieve tikun hu emuna, he has to receive from a very high place. He has to receive light coming from prophecy, ruach nevuah. Shaydei zeh zoichin lebchinas koil hashir sheishar losid. When there's a flow of prophecy, then the person gets to hear the sound of that song that's going to be activated in the future. V'chulu, etc., etc. Look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on all of this. Ki tikun ubinyan huemuno. Zehu bechinas tikun ubinyan hamalchus hamavur b'ksovim. Rav Nosson Zal says that when Rabbeinu Zal speaks about tikun huemuna, that is exactly the same thing that the Arizal is talking about when he speaks about tikun hamalchus. She'oiskin bozele sakein mi Rosh Hashanah shmini aseres, which we are involved in building up and in correcting from Rosh Hashanah through shmini aseres. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, and look in the writings of the Arizal, where the Arizal speaks about what we're involved in doing through that time period. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah nivro ho'ilam, because Rosh Hashanah is when the world was created, the world meaning Odom Arishon. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, ze hayoim tchilas ma'asecho, this is the day of the beginning of your creation, Hashem's most important creation, which is man. Ki boy nivra Adam Arishon shu klal ha'olam shebishvilo nivra ha'kol. Because that's when Adam Arishon was created, who is a composite of the entire world, for whom everything was created. Everything Hashem created, He created for the sake of man. V'imloy hoya choyta oz, and had Adam Arishon not committed a sin at that time, hoya mistakein ha'kol, everything would have been corrected. However, through his sin of eating from Eitz Hadas, he caused major damage and major defects. It's only through the kindness of Hashem, that Hashem worked out circumstances on that day, the day that Adam Rishon committed the sin, Hashem worked out special circumstances to initiate the correction and the tikkun of the damage that Adam Rishon had done, to be able to start the process of correction and rectification. Avol ein hatikun nigmar ad bila hamoves lanetzach. However, that tikkun that was started then will not be finished until Moshiach comes, until when death will come to an end. There will be no more death. U'bechol shono tzrichin l'sakein me Rosh Hashanah ad Simchas Torah. Therefore, each and every single year, from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres, the Jews are required to be involved in working at this tikkun, the tikkun that Adam Arishon started right after he committed the sin, the correction of all the damage and all the harm that was caused by the Eitz Hadas. Aval gam Rosh Hashanah Simchas Torah ein goimrin hatikkun. However, even from Rosh Hashanah through Simchas Torah, we don't finish the job. Rak shemesaknim ma'at ma'at b'chol shana me Rosh Hashanah Simchas Torah. It's just that each and every single year, we accomplish some degree of the tikkun. Every year, we're putting another brick in the building. We're fixing up a little bit more from that period of Rosh Hashanah through Simchas Torah. Kemavur kol zeh b'kisvi hari, as all of this is explained and elaborated on in the writings of the Arizal.